We live in a global world, so I wouldn't really distinguish too much foreign aid from aid within the country. Ultimately, if there is a crisis situation somewhere, you need aid from whatever source you can get, whether you get it from abroad or you get it from within the country. If people are starving, if there is an earthquake, you need assistance from anywhere that you can get. So I wouldn't put such a demarcation on foreign aid and national aid. But any aid has two aspects to it. One is that it provides immediate relief from that emergency or that crisis situation. But there is also the danger that if the people become dependent on that aid, that they don't learn to stand up on their own legs and solve the problem. So what happens then is that they become dependent on this aid and therefore don't develop or educate themselves. So it's not so easy to, in a deeper sense, help people. If you just give alms to a beggar, for example, he is hungry again tomorrow. And so he becomes, you are maintaining him as a beggar, and he needs to receive alms every day. So you have made him dependent on getting alms, and you are sustaining him as a beggar. On the other hand, if you can educate him, train him to do some work and stand on his own legs, then you have really helped him, because then he can earn for himself and contribute to society and not be a parasite on society. So what may appear to be help is sometimes not really help. And one saw that at the national level with this PL 480 assistance which India received from the United States in agriculture. It was right to begin with, because India needed a lot of food and aid because people were starving. But eventually, the country became dependent on the United States for this aid and didn't develop internal mechanisms. So it's only when that aid stopped that India had the Green Revolution, and because then they applied themselves on how to solve their own food problems. So one has to be aware of both these aspects of aid. As aspirin, it has value, but as a cure for the disease, it doesn't have much value. So one has to use it like aspirin, but not use it as a cure. If you try to use aid as a cure, you will become dependent on the aid, and you will never stand up on your own legs. So one has to intelligently look at aid, not so much whether it is from a foreign source or from a national source, because we now live in a global world and a global economy. That kind of differentiation, I think, is a thing of the past. But it applies to all aid. Also, it applies at our individual level. If you just help your friend in a crisis, you are not really educating him to meet the crisis. He becomes dependent on you. And if you, on the other hand, if you help him to stand on his own legs and face his life, you have really helped him. Therefore, again, I would stress that real help, long-term help, is in the form of education.